Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk some Braves, guys. Opening day's right around the corner. We find out that A.J. Minter and Darren O'Day will likely open the season on the injured list. This is what coming from Brian Snitker, and certainly that's not good news. The Darren O'Day was a guy that I was counting on, Mike. He's a back guy as far as the back half.
Shut up, man.
And he was a guy that we got in the trade with Gausman, and nobody really talked about it because he was injured last year. He brings a lot of experience. He knows what he's doing, and I said this will be great. All right, for our bullpen. Well, he's not going to be able to start the season. And then Minter, remember, I think he saved 15 games last year.
Right, so we got bullpen by committee. We just heard from our buddy Mark Bowman, and also our buddy Dave O'Brien had this too from The Athletic, and Mark writes for MLB. Folty and Soroka take another step towards being cleared to pitch in games, but they're not going to be ready. They might not be ready to go until middle of April. So, I mean, I understand. It's one thing, guys, if you subscribe to that theory, you're going to take everything that Alex told us. Alex Anthopoulos joined us last week, that he has so much confidence in the young guys, and that's all fine and good because we got six or seven guys out there that, you know, at some point have to validate being acquired and go crack the starting rotation. But you don't have enough bodies right now. I've said it for a couple of weeks. The Yankees, and I don't know if the Yankees have passed on Gio Gonzalez. He basically is what Anibal Sanchez was for you last year. Why don't you get a guy to eat some innings and do it on the front end? Because by the time these young guys are apparently ready to go, which is a red flag in and of itself, Carl, you might be in a hell of a hole because the whole NL East has gotten better while you picked up Josh Donaldson. That's it. I know Brian McCann is here. I get that, guys. But you need another arm. You need another arm. Don't you?
You do. We've been seeing it all spring. Here's Snitker talking about we need our young arms. And the young guys have certainly, some of them at least, have proven themselves. We find out today that Julio Teheran's going to be the opening day starter, sixth consecutive season. Here's Brian Snitker.
So you need that depth. And I told the guys, like, somebody, you might all not go north with us, but you're going to pitch here. We're going to need them all. You know, that's the thing. I mean, you try and get as many guys stretched out as you can. Because as we saw, we used 33 pitchers last year. 10 guys made their major league debut on our staff last year.
Stretch him out, Snick.
Well, Folty, I mean, like, he's got some issues with the soreness. Newcomb keeps walking guys. So now that means Kyle Wright, the only guy who really looks sharp. If you want to take one guy, I'd say over the total of it, it would be Kyle Wright and then Tukey. Bryce Wilson, Max Fried. I mean, okay. I hope that you're scoring 9 runs a game, Carl, because you might need it.
Here is Kyle Wright, the guy you mentioned, talking about competing against his other pitchers.
We got some really good arms in this organization that have pitched really well this spring too. So I think it's kind of fun for all of us just to kind of go out there and compete and watch each other do well. Because you know, we're all on the same team and we all want everyone to do well.
But when we're talking about all these injuries, man, and the fact that Soroka can now finally throw batting practice today. Okay. There's things, guys, I get it. We are prone to hyperbole in sports talk radio. We're going to have some fun. Like, Frank DeBoer is the worst manager. This guy's this or this guy's that. Here's the reality.
Hold on. Wait a minute. That's... Right now, it's not that far off.
That's not hyperbole.
I'm just saying. Okay, go ahead.
But the reality is, it's not my money. It's our money. It is my money. I bought enough tickets last year. I went to 9 Braves games. I ate enough meals right over there in the battery. I'm helping to pay down the debt. Go get another pitcher. That's what that guy said.
Yeah, that's what Mike said.
The guy
said
mangling
earlier.
The English language, that's what he said.
Let's hear from Kyle Wright about Folty, because he said, listen, I'm not stressing about this. The Folty situation, it's okay.
No, not really, because I know Folty's going to be back, and we're going to need him anyways to win some games for us, because he's obviously an unbelievable talent. So for me, it's just day by day, try to see what I can do to be better.
Bryce Wilson on the bump against the Yankees tonight, as Mike told you in the update. So he's pitched effectively enough, according to Mark Bowman from MLB, to be considered a guy that could make it on this team, as Snitker just referred to, when they head north.
Yeah. I've always been concerned going into the spring, at least, with the bullpen, and I kept keeping my fingers crossed that they were going to do something. I'm still concerned.
How about Dansby? Watch. Ozzie Albies got a chance to play shortstop the other day. You see that? Dansby, meanwhile, pair of singles. He's 4-for-12 against lefties, but he's gone hitless in 4 at-bats against right-handers.
Well, let's hear from Dansby Swanson.
I think at the end of the day, what made us so successful last year and what's going to help propel us to where we want to get to this year is we're the only thing that matters. And when I say that is we value what our team thinks and what we believe, because as soon as you start getting caught up on everything that's said outside, you know, these walls, that's when things start to break down.
Okay. Now, the good news is, as bad as Julio Teheran has been batting practice at SunTrust Park, he is pretty good. On the road is our buddy Cleet Holmes. Just hit us up on Twitter. And you can follow us at Put Him Up C-Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. And our Salmon Brothers Diamond text line is back at 404-741-0929. But a lot of guys a little concerned about pitching. Who'd have thunk that Julio Teheran, after not being in the postseason roster, is going to be your starter for the sixth time in a row, as you mentioned earlier, tying Warren Spahn?
Yeah.
I just think their hand is forged here. And you said it. They're not going to throw Kyle Wright out there. You know, they maybe have some other options. This makes the most sense, even if some of us disagree with it, because you feel like, you know, the way Julio has performed over the last season or so and how inconsistent and ups and downs he's had, this is, makes the most sense for where we're at with the Braves. So, you know, we'll roll with it. You said it. Maybe our lineup comes up big as we get the season started. I just don't want us to get behind the eight ball in this division. And all of a sudden, you know, Mike, we got off to a great start last year. And it was a big reason why we were to maintain the pace we did over the course of the season. Philly's going to be, you know, interesting. I'm not going to tell you they're going to win it. They still have to beat us. But this is a big part of it, man, is having your starting pitching ready to go.
But the thing, guys, over the years, you know, you were here for the rebuild, and we're all watching all the moves. Every year the Braves would make a move. Even going back to when it was Coppolella, we'd pick up pitching, right? Well, one of the guys you picked up was Sean Newcomb. Listen to these numbers during spring training. 12 innings pitched, 10 walks. That's a problem. You know, that's supposed to get better. You know, Folty, he's got soreness, so we just told you he might have to be on, not on the DL, who knows, but it's going to be a little bit later before he finally gets the throw. You know, you got guys that, I love Soroka. Soroka looked awesome last year, then he hurt his arm.
He did.
Or his back or whatever it was. So, to me, if you're even the most dyed-in-the-wool Braves fan who believes everything and drinks all the Kool-Aid that corporate sells you at Liberty Media, how do you not think you don't need more pitching help right now with a couple guys still out there that's going to cost you some money?
Our manager, Brian Snicker, says, Mike, we still expect to win.
And now we expect to win. We're expected to win. And, you know, somebody asked me about that, and it's like, so we've been working towards. You know, we've been grinding this thing for the last 4 or 5 years trying to put ourselves in this position.
Snicker, we love you, man. You did a hell of a job. But you build on this success. You don't just stand pat. You won the division, Carl. Let's build on it.
He's not cutting the checks, though. You're right. I mean,
it's that Terry McGuirk guy.
Yeah, he's not cutting the checks. I think, listen, if you ask Snick, hey, go cut a check or two and go get the guys you want, he would. He's not doing that. He's got to give. He's got to whatever management gives him is what he's got to work with. That's where he's at. So he's like, listen, this is what we're going to deal with. You
it's
know?
So exasperating. See, that's what I'm saying. Two teams now, Braves and United. These animal noises on a Monday. Told you I was salty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.